From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns commences his next message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 3, verse 17, the concluding verse of the account of the children of Israel passing over the Jordan on dry ground as the priests bearing the ark stood in the midst of the river. In a message called The Complete Success of Christ's Saving Work, Dr. Cairns calls attention to the truth that Christ had a clear purpose of full salvation for all His people when He died on the cross. God had promised Joshua that He would bring all the people safely into the promised land. If one had been left behind, God's purpose would have failed. So Christ will have all of His people. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. It is His sheep who hear His voice and follow Him. Although he didn't know it until Christ called him, Zacchaeus was one of those sheep. Before Dr. Cairns comes to the message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
Our text for this morning is found in Psalm 39 and verse 12. I am a stranger with Thee. Yes, O Lord, with Thee, but not to Thee. All my natural alienation from Thee, Thy grace has effectually removed. And now, in fellowship with Thyself, I walk through this sinful world as a pilgrim in a foreign country. Thou art a stranger in Thine own world. Man forgets Thee, dishonors Thee, sets up new laws and alien customs, and knows Thee not. When Thy own dear Son came unto his own received Him not. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Never was foreigner so speckled a bird among the denizens of any land as Thy beloved Son among His mother's brethren. It is no marvel, then, if I, who live the life of Jesus, should be unknown and a stranger here below. Lord, I would not be a citizen where Jesus was an alien. His pierced hand has loosened the cords which once bound my soul to earth, and now I find myself a stranger in the land. My speech seems to these Babylonians among whom I dwell an outlandish tongue. My manners are singular, and my actions are strange. A Tartar would be more at home in Cheapside than I could ever be in the haunts of sinners. But here is the sweetness of my lot. I am a stranger with Thee. Thou art my fellow sufferer, my fellow pilgrim. Oh, what a joy to wander in such blessed society! My heart burns within me by the way when Thou dost speak to me. And though I be a sojourner, I am far more blessed than those who sit on thrones, and far more at home than those who dwell in their sealed houses. To me remains nor place nor time. My country is in every clime. I can be calm and free from care on any shore, since God is there. While place we seek or place we shun, the soul finds happiness in none. But with a God to guide our way, 'tis equal joy to go or stay.
He is here beside us still one.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
You thought we were through Joshua chapter 3. I thought we were through Joshua chapter 3. And we were both wrong. We're reading the final verse once again. Last week we read verses 15 to 17 and considered those together. This morning we're concentrating on the 17th verse. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over. I find this verse a fascinating one, and one that has a very far-reaching message. Put very simply, every Israelite who came to Jordan passed safely over and reached Canaan. The priests stood in the midst of the Jordan that had been dried up by virtue of their action. They stood firm by their task until the last one of the people of God had finished passing over, which is the force of the expression, were passed clean over. They finished passing over. They stood there resolutely until the last one was safely over. What a picture that is for us of our greater priest, our great high priest, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The message of the text in New Testament terms is very simple and yet very profound. The Lord Jesus stands firmly by His purpose. The Lord Jesus sticks firmly to His task to ensure that every single one of His people safely reaches Canaan. Now, if you remember little or nothing else of what is taught this morning, I trust that you will at least grasp that much, that it will sink into your heart, that you'll never forget the great basic theological truth that this text presents to us, that the Lord Jesus stands to His purpose and He sticks to His task to ensure that every last one of His people safely reaches Canaan. And by Canaan, I mean both coming to the knowledge of the truth of salvation here in this life and ultimately reaching heaven itself to dwell with Him in eternal glory. Now look at the text in that light, and I think you'll see that its truth is glorious. It is the theme of the complete success of Christ's saving work. And I want you to think about that with me for a little while this morning. And we'll illustrate it from the passage in Joshua chapter 3. The complete success of Christ's saving work. Now, first of all, I want us to take note that the Lord Jesus Christ has a clear purpose of full salvation for all His people. That seems so fundamental that it may seem strange that I make it a fundamental point of a message. It seems so fundamental that people would say, we take that for granted, let's move on. But the reality is that the prevailing thinking and theology of much of modern day fundamentalism and evangelicalism does not take it for granted. And the idea that is prevalent behind most of the sentimental trash that appears as evangelical preaching nowadays, the thinking behind it is that the Lord Jesus died with a very vague objective in mind. that he died with a very general objective of simply doing all the good that he could, but maybe falling far short of doing all that good. But that there was no very specific purpose in the coming and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. This has been a theological hot potato for many centuries. It has been a matter of great controversy. Some of the greatest works in Puritan theology, for instance, were written on this very point. The Lord Jesus Christ, let it be known, had a very specific, a very definite purpose in mind when he came into the world and when he went to Calvary's cross. It was not merely some vague goodwill of a do-gooder who wanted to do everything but could have ended up doing nothing and has ended up, as most people believe, doing a lot less than he ever hoped to do. I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus had a purpose in what he came to do. The Lord Jesus, as we'll see, not only had the purpose but carried it through. His purpose clearly was the full salvation of his people, given to him by the sovereign choice of God in the eternal covenant of redemption. Thine they were, said he to the Father, thine they were, and thou givest them to me. For their sake I sanctify myself. He had a purpose, therefore, a very specific and a very, very clear purpose of full salvation for his people. This is illustrated clearly in the events of Joshua chapter 3, when the Old Testament priests set forth and led the children of Israel toward Jordan. They had a purpose. First of all, it was the children of Israel that they were leading, not the Amorites, not the Amalekites, not the Edomites, not the Ammonites, not the Hittites. They were leading the Israelites. Some people have grave difficulty with that. Remember a missionary to the Jews writing an article in Truth for Youth when I was editor of that magazine, and she started off her, I think it was her first article on the missionary page, with a little rhyme, a mocking rhyme that someone had written many years ago. How odd of God to choose the Jews. And people think it very odd. How odd. Nowadays it's thought how very unfair. Why would God choose the Jews and not the Canaanites? Dr. Paisley likes to tell people when they come asking silly questions like that, you mind your own business and be sure that God will mind his. He's very good at minding his business, and he never lets it go wrong. They were Israelites that they were leading. Not only that, but when they were leading these Israelites to the Jordan, they were leading them with a very specific purpose in mind. The purpose was to bring them all over Jordan in perfect safety, to dry up the way, to make a pathway through, to bring them through, and bring them into the promised land. That was the purpose. And I want you to understand that anything short of that would have been failure for Joshua and his priests. Now, similarly, the Lord Jesus Christ has the very same purpose for his people. And anything short of it would be failure. The New Testament makes this abundantly clear. He came to call his people while they were yet sinners to repentance. He did not come to call the righteous, but he said he came to call sinners to repentance. And that call was no mere vague expression of good wish, no mere good advice as to what they ought to do. That call was the imperial summons with which he called Lazarus out of the grave. He came to call them to repentance. He came, he says in Luke 19:10, to seek and to save his people while they were yet lost. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. The illustration of that in Luke 19 much perplexed the Jews, because the Lord Jesus set his eye upon Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus thought that the Lord Jesus couldn't see him, didn't notice him, didn't know him, had never heard of him. Zacchaeus was fully persuaded in his mind that he was a total and absolute stranger to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when he hid himself up in the branches of the sycamore tree and designed in his own heart simply to see what he could and hear what he could of this prophet of Galilee surrounded by the great throng, he was totally amazed that right under the tree the Savior stopped. And without needing any introductions, he said, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." The Jews immediately objected. He's a sinner. He's a traitor to his people. He's a bloodsucker. All those things were true. In fact, they would be gentle explanations of the career of Zacchaeus. He was the worst kind of specimen of humanity that you could possibly imagine. But the Lord Jesus says he is a son of Abraham. He's a child of my covenant. I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. In Matthew 20:28, he says why he came. He was the Son of Man, yet he did not come to be served or to be ministered unto. He came to serve or to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Why did he come? Did he have a purpose in coming? Yes, he did. The purpose of giving his life to be a ransom for many, and thereby to deliver his people from the power and from the fear of death. In Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15, we read that the Lord Jesus Christ took part of flesh and blood, in order that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Looking at the other side of that coin, he said in John 10, verse 10, "I am come that they might have life."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website, at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.